Main reading. One day in September, Terry Schaefer was shopping for a present for her husband. That year, she knew just what to get him for Christmas. She thought that she would buy and give it to him early that year, months before Christmas Day. She found what she wanted on her first day of shopping. There, in a small shop on Fifth Avenue, she saw it in a window. She went to the counter and asked to see it. The clerk showed it to her, explaining that it was the very best money could buy. After he told her the price, however, Terry looked disappointed. It was too expensive. She asked the clerk to hold it for her and told him that she would come back in early December. It would become a proper Christmas present after all. No, the clerk answered, he would not hold it for her. He smiled and said that he would wrap it for her. Terry protested, but the clerk insisted. He told her that she could come back and pay for it when she had the money. With her gift wrapped, Terry left the shop to go home. She could not wait to give it to her husband. Although David had wanted to exchange presents on Christmas Day, Terry could not endure the long wait. She wanted her husband to have his present early. A couple of weeks later, a police car pulled up in front of the house. An officer got out and began walking toward her house. Panic gripped Terry. Her husband was also a policeman, and this was his partner. Where was David? His partner removed his hat and spoke calmly. There had been an accident. We got a call on our radio. A liquor store was being robbed on the other side of town. So we raced over there and found the criminal running for his car. David yelled at him to stop, but he didn't. David got into his car and took off after him. 3 blocks later, the criminal pulled over. David got out and started walking toward the car. Just then, the door of the other car flew open. Terry, the driver, fired 2 shots, and one of them hit your husband. Tears began to form in Terry's eyes. This was her biggest fear about her husband's profession. His partner, however, sensing Terry's misunderstanding, immediately said, "There is nothing to worry about. Your husband is fine. Anyway, we took off after the guy and caught him. He shot David in the chest, but when we got him to the hospital, the doctors found nothing wrong with him. I think you know why." Tears of joy poured down Terry's cheeks. "I'm so glad! I'm so, so glad that I couldn't wait to give him his present early. I just knew it would come in handy." Terry had still paid for only part of that Christmas present, but now she had given him a second present, his life. What was his first Christmas present? Terry had bought him the very best bulletproof vest available.